From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Still no response from North Korea after Saturday's unanimous vote by the UN Security Council, 15-0, for a resolution written by the United States that will deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fund its nuclear and ballistic missile program. That's a third of what the company produces every year in exports. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley now on the new sanctions.
We must work together to fully implement the sanctions we imposed today and those imposed in past resolutions. The step we take together today is an important one, but we should not fool ourselves into thinking we have solved the problem. Not even close.
The resolution to place added sanctions on North Korea is in response to the rogue nation's intercontinental ballistic missile launches on July 3rd and 28th. The test showed North Korea may now have the capacity to reach the U.S. mainland and much of Europe with its missiles. China pressed North Korea on Sunday to halt its missile and nuclear tests, saying the North should not, quote, provoke international society's goodwill. The Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi, in a blunt show of support for the new United Nations sanctions, delivered Beijing's warning to his North Korean counterpart, Ri Yong-ho, on the sidelines of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations ministerial meetings in Manila, the Philippines. He also held a bilateral meeting with Wang Yi, urging Wang Yi to adhere to the UN resolutions and stop provoking the international community's goodwill with the missile launches and nuclear tests. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Russia said Sunday